Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Jendaba Napi Bamanda, Jendaba Kajanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service, First Nation Radio Station here. Is Bummer Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. And a big shout out to the NERS organisation and getting us across the airways. Fantastic. And Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. And look, I'm lucky enough to catch up with a deadly brother, James Howard, who's a recipient of Bangarra Dance Theatre's David Page Music Fellowship. And we have James on the line. James, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I think a little bit warmer than you. You're in Melbourne, aren't you?
I am. I'm down south, and we got that Antarctic breeze. It's
yes.
Like slapping me all five different ways.
Yeah, well, gotcha. Yeah, well, we got heat wave up here in far north Queensland, Cairns, hillbilly up north. But great to be talking with you, my friend, and congratulations regarding being a recipient of Bangarra Dance Theatre's David Page Music Fellowship. You've got to be pretty stoked and pretty excited about this being a recipient, yes?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I've been really fascinated about making music for dance and for movement for so long, and to be able to be in this space, like Bangarra, like that's the
pinnacle,
that's
isn't
big,
it?
That's a big mountain in this world. And so to be able to come in and be a part of this family and this community and make my own small contribution to it, like, it's super, super special.
And the Page family, very talented Page, really talented family when you're talking about, you know, David and talking about Stephen and Russell and, you know, with us in spirit. And look, fantastic, my brother. So tell us how it came about for you to become recipient, brother.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've been doing a little bit of dance composition for a few years now, and I saw this opportunity come up just online. I think it was through a Facebook group or something like that, and it was like an open call to apply for this opportunity. And so I did, and I sat down and I had a yarn with the mob there at Bangarra, and I mean, I couldn't believe it. I still pinch myself to think that that my application was accepted, and to be there in the space with them is just amazing.
Good. Well, you're very passionate. You're very down to earth, and you have vision for your future. And I was just saying, in regard to this space, you didn't pick the space. The space picked you, my friend. I think it's meant to be, James.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think about that and like how, you know, We don't just make, like, historically, we didn't just make music. We made stories, and the stories,
exactly.
Like, you know, they were part of ceremony, and ceremony has community there, and it has dance, and it has storytelling, and it has music and lyrics, and it's all that whole thing come together.
Yes.
So I think, like, that's probably what's really calling me to make sure that the music that I'm making is in this sort of community space and this dance space and this storytelling space.
And play your music or create your music, then to see body movement with your music, that in itself is goosebumps on goosebumps, you could say.
That's right. Yeah, the first time that I saw dancers moving to the music that I make, it was just like, it was just in a rehearsal back a few years ago for a uni project that I was working on. And that awoken something in me, I tell you. I was just like, it was like I was hearing the music I make for the first time again. But then to see like these other artists hear the music and then create movement themselves to it. And then that would inspire me to then create some, like maybe change the music a little bit. And then it becomes like this cycle of like collaboration, which is really beautiful.
James, I'm picking up a sense of spiritual connection.
I think so. Yeah, I really feel it. Absolutely.
Good. Fantastic.
And I mean, the music I make is it's electronic music, and it's quite contemporary as well. But I think about, you know, those layers of spirituality that you can find when you have like a recording of your country, which I often do is I record the the country I'm from, Jadwa country out in Western Victoria.
Yes.
Or record even where I live here in Melbourne. And like I can feel the spirit of place in those recordings, and then those sort of feed through to the music as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And look, the other recipient is Amelia Thompson. Give us a bit of background on her, brother.
Yeah, I met Amelia for the first time when I was up visiting Bangarra. This is back in June. And we spent a lot of time together. We had a lot of pretty great yarns.
Mm.
She is so deadly. She's from, I guess, like a bit more of a songwriting background.
Okay.
And I feel like this is going to be a really exciting journey for her as well, because it's an opportunity to like think about the music that she makes differently again. And it's just a wonderful chance to grow as artists. And like, I know for me, like I just love having opportunities to grow and yes. try new things and make in different ways.
Fantastic. And so with the David Page Music Fellowship, how long is this duration for you to be at the table? Or is this an ongoing relationship you built? You're part of the team now? Or paint that picture, please, brother.
I really hope it's part of an ongoing relationship, certainly. Mm. I think once you sort of, you know, you're connecting with people and you're always just building personal relationships even.
Yes,
but
yes.
So this David Page Music Fellowship, it started in June, and so I was up there in June when they were bumping in their show Horizon, which is currently on at the moment.
Mm.
And I was hanging out with the composers for that show, Steve Francis and Brendan Boney, and they were sort of showing me the ropes a little bit and how they do things there. And now we're working on Dance Clan, and that's like the next show that comes in December. So okay. I'm working on a piece for that with the choreographer for my project, okay. which is Callum Goolagong.
Yes.
And so we've been having some yarns as well about what his vision for the work can be and how I can sort of support that and what I can bring to the table to help make sure that the story he wants to tell comes to life.
Yeah. And bring it all to fruition. Look, James, thank you so very much. Congratulations once again, being a recipient of the Bangarra David Page Music Fellowship. Also, big shout out there to your deadly sister friend there, Amelia Thompson, too deadly. Enjoy 100%. The journey, my brother, and look, be the best you that you can be, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. It was great yarning with you, Trev.
Mm. And stay warm,
you keep
brother.
Warm.
Yeah, you keep warm.
You too. Enjoy it for me.
Take care, brother.
See ya.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there, and that's James Howard, and the recipient of the Bangarra Dance Theatre, David Music Fellowship recipient. And look, so deadly, so fantastic, great opportunity. And Bangarra, big shout to Bangarra, Stephen Page and his team. They do wonderful work, and talking about dance, talking about moving our bodies and to music, and we are storytellers, no matter what shape or form. Too deadly. Have you say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. You are yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Interest Radio Service. Too Deadly NERS team, thank you, and stay tuned to National Talk Black. Too Deadly.
Papa Manu. pangat minsan na mo'y nukoy patay pa inangay to ka mga isa nagi mo'y pangat minsan na mo'y nukoy patay pa kole kole pote 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 ho Pote, 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 ho, hey, Tugama, tribal warrior, Tugama, Maluki warrior, Tugama, Maluki tribal.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootchopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootchopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootchopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootchopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootchopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootchopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootchopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootchopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Round 20 of the 2024 AFL Premiership season. The AFL Indigenous Broadcast. Friday from 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's Carlton taking on Port Adelaide. Live from Wurundjeri lands at Marvel Stadium. And on Sunday from 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's Collingwood taking on Richmond. Live from Wurundjeri lands at the MCG. Broadcast throughout the nation by the National Indigenous Radio Service.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Running to Glam, baby. Yo. Dead their door, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mark reppin', we the first to originate. Y'all can try to discriminate, you've been doing it anyway. We just keep stepping, coming up, watch us elevate. Deuce-side, Layla Park, Rivers in the pen rip. Mac Ridge ripping, no, I never let the pen slip. Mary's at the crime bro, way up to the ridge. One lock to the mob, out in West Side. Sid, you better be ready to get it. I'm speeding the kicking the rhythm and moving the difference. I go on and listen, we bringing the vision. I've had to get with it, we got them all dripping. Listen, Murray from the Mac Town. I'm not here in Black Town. No question about it. Joey got to bring it back. So what's the half now? Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E.
living for our original peace. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYDs. Steady repping for our original peace.
You say I'm oppressed, but you oppressed in Vermont. 60,000 years of bloodline, you ain't even got spines. Why privilege is on the floor? Soak it up, snowflake. Why you crying for if it's just only a day? It's a day where all my women got beaten and raped. Babies got buried in the sand and they got kicked in the face. Took our heads back as tokens, yeah, I whoop them away. I stay proud of my culture, but convict culture's the rage. You can call me Bark, I'm barking, cheat of the bone. Black and strong like my tribe, waiting for our river to flow. I run my mouth like Kathy's legs and I back it all up. Got my brothers on the sideline and they run the ball up. What? From the big smoke of his titters connected. Well respected, I'm a reflection of my mother's perception. I stay flexing, even when I question some of my lessons. It's a blessing to have this melanin in my complexion. I got my mob on my back, courage cry to the death. We're gonna breed them all black until we're the last ones left. And I ain't backing down from no one till I get my respect. Yes, I'm a little radical, but you just get what you get.
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYD. Steady repping for our original peace. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYD. Steady repping for our original peace.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn with our deadly brother. We're talking to the foreign minister and trade minister for the Yidinji government. We're talking Murumu. We have Murumu online. Murumu, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, Murumu, Wallaburra, Yidinji, and I'm down here on the Ngambri Territory at the moment in cold Canberra.
Cold Canberra.
I've been doing a few family things here, but I also attended a big conference down here called Technology in Government, and it's talking about all the latest things to do with cybersecurity and services and digital platforms.
Okay, so paint a picture to all the mob out there. So Australian government does not have a treaty with First Nation people. So under United Nations, UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People, we have a right to run our own government. That's what Yidinji governors do. You wear the hat as a foreign affairs and trade minister. So we're talking about the space you're doing, you're down there regarding technology and what have you. So your Yidinji Nation points to nodes as solution to curb future global software crisis. So please enlighten us, Minister.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. The Yidinji Nation has developed in the last few months. The first thing is its own computer operating system. So as far as we know, it's the first Aboriginal or Indigenous computer operating system that exists.
Yes.
And it's called Jibu, which in the Yidinji language means walking stick, because it all operates off a USB or an SSD, which you plug into what they call an x86 computer, which is everything that's not Apple, basically. So rather than buying a brand new computer, if you can't afford one, that is, then you can probably buy one of these Jibu's Leaps for $133 plus taxes, and you can do your emails, you can surf the web, all in a private, secure and environment.
Yes.
And as you know, We're handing down this track because of things that are happening around the world. And as everyone probably found out on last Friday, I think it was, the CrowdStrike, you know, 8 million computers worldwide affected.
Yes.
Billions of dollars in damages. So we're looking at how we can reduce the gap in terms of providing not only Indigenous organisations and nations this technology, but the rest of the world, because we think that Yidinji is on to something really, really big.
Sure.
And it's something that I spoke briefly about today at this event with some of the vendors and experts.
Fantastic. So we're talking about Yidinji constituents on their country in the 21st century platform to communicate, and there's a protection there for them to communicate, is what you're setting up there with NODES.
Yeah, so NODES stands for National Offline Data Exchange System. So imagine if the internet went down, you didn't have access to satellite services like Starlink or Optus and Telstra, they were all cut off. The Yidinji technology that we have successfully tested means that you can still connect and message amongst each other. So, for example, let's say you wanted to send a text message during an emergency to see if your family was okay, if there was a major cyclone or something. Mm-hmm. With our technology, you can do that. You can buy stuff from the shops. You can have offline websites. So let's say, Trevor, that you had your own community store.
Yes.
Your community store could have an offline website that's fully functional without even being connected to the internet.
Okay, fantastic. That so is technology. That's people can know
how much stock or how many toilet paper rolls you have in the shop at that time or whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be,
so
yes.
It provides you with an important continuity of business and connection. Yeah.
Beautiful, fantastic. Now, I believe you have Kindridge, is that right? A gentleman at the table?
Yeah, Kindridge, yep.
Kindridge at the table. I believe he's joined us in conversation. I'll just check and see if he's online.
He's the genius behind it all.
Okay.
And he might be able to explain some of the technical aspects of it.
I'll just check see if he's online.
Yeah. And just quickly, Brother Trevor.
Yes.
You know, the presentation that was given by the Australian Signals Directorate at this conference today was saying that, you know, all these small businesses and stuff are really heavily impacted on.
Mm.
And, you know, if you've got a business turnover of less than $2 million, let's say,
yes,
according to the Bureau of Statistics, like cybercrime can cost small businesses up to $45,000, or for medium businesses, nearly $100,000.
Yes.
So these are, if you're running, as you probably know, bro, like, and other people out there who run businesses, that margin or that amount of damage can actually wipe out your business.
It can.
So
big time.
That's why Yidinji is proactive in not only for the Gimoi region, like having all the businesses. Mm. Imagine like the Aboriginal health services and everything else being operating on this technology, where if something did happen, and it will, that we would have the ability to have some sort of emergency first system
backup
operating.
Exactly. Now, I believe we have Condridge online. Condridge, you there? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming to the program. So enlighten us, please. Foreign Affairs and Trade Minister from Yidinji Government, Murmur, has explained, but just to get to your side of things, please.
Yes.
About NODES.
As Minister said, praise to Guy Barrett, because ultimately it's his technology and those of us that talk to him, you receive it. So NODES is fundamentally designed to be an emergency system and offline system.
Mm.
So in the event that something crashed, as the minister explained earlier, if, like what happened on Friday, where CrowdStrike happens and networks go down, NODES can use any network. It doesn't care what's available. It just can build its own system from any connectivity point it can get, or no connectivity point. So at the fundamental,
and it just continues BAU if that was to happen.
That's the idea. That is the idea. Because when we started to do analysis, we found that communities are vulnerable to any natural event, natural disaster, or cyber event, particularly cyber events these days.
Yes.
Because we've become so glued to the devices in our hands. It's like an umbilical cord. Sometimes we just need to cut and go for a walk.
Mm.
And so when an emergency happens, the node system recognizes the emergency mm-hmm. and switches to an emergency capable mode, ensures that people's location is available to the network for emergency provision, but protected from others to prevent looting and pillaging and other events that tend to happen in these situations. It ensures that at the very beginning of perspective, two people can meet in the middle of a field with no comms anywhere near them and make a settlement. They can swap property back and forward and accept something in exchange for that. And that can be verified at court that has happened. And that's the key piece.
Conrad, this is technology on steroids. This is fantastic. It's the way of the future. And yes, we all need to be protected, but we need to continue business as usual. Yes.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what we said we needed to make happen, and we sought the answers for. Is in the event of society having an issue that interrupts it, you must be able to continue trading first and foremost. You must be able to communicate safely. You must be able to do these in a way that doesn't empower criminal elements and disempower family elements. Yes. So we said you've got to start with the family. You've got to go from the family to the community.
Exactly.
You've got to go from the community to be able to trade, and then you've got to look at reestablishing that community to other communities as quickly as possible. And fundamentally, Nodes provides all the technology to do those values.
Thank you very much for sharing, Condridge. All the best to you. I'll continue my conversation with Murumu. Thank you. So you there, brother Murumu?
Yeah,
fantastic. So enlightened us, he did. It is technology, as I said, on steroids. It's way the future. We need to protect our businesses, protect our families. And look, this is, like I said, it's fantastic, way the future. And we, the longest living culture on planet Earth, hooked up with technology and future technology. Another 60,000 years, brother.
I'll tell you what, it is amazing that this is in our hands. And you know, we thank God for that. But the other thing too, brother, is that, like, you know, one of the first things you want to do is just check your family members in an emergency. Mm. We are developing a number of products now that are going to blow your mind in the next 6 months or so. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag now.
Okay.
But
watch your
space. Really big news.
Yes.
Absolutely. But, you know, even Nodes now has an agent in South America. So it's... this particular individual is going to South America to move to present Yidinji technology to South America. So it's going to go. It's going to go all over the world because we can see it. That is what's required. And like I said, if we can minimise the damage to society through these, whether it's a natural disaster or a software glitch update or an actual cyber attack.
Yes.
Well, that means if you're a regional airline or a major airline company or a shopping or a food provider, a supplier of business.
Or an indigenous artist creating weapons and tools and what have you, artifacts, you're protected.
Exactly. Now, it might be difficult for like a TV station or for Bubba Bipra to keep going.
Yeah, sure.
But at the end of the day, because of the, you know, it's about... sending messages, but we have technology that might be able to have audio enabled services via the system, and we're still testing that. But like, for example, we did this trial last year as part of our government, and we sent a message 15 kilometres away with no SIM card, no internet connectivity, no satellite, based on the technology we have, and it received, it was successful. So we know it works.
Yes.
Obviously, we need international collaborators and partners to actually bring this to a what we call an export-ready, market-ready product.
This is beautiful.
And, you know, that's where we're at the moment, so I'm doing a bit of that here and there.
Well,
so,
Foreign Minister, Trade Minister... Yes, you are doing your job for your nation, for your Yidinji government. Thank you very much for sharing. We'll be communicating. I will text you later regarding this space and looking forward to the future and what you've got in play.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, ta-da.
Adeli Yande Murumu, Foreign Minister and Trade Minister for the Yidinji government, and they are pointing to Nodes. as solution to curb future global software crisis for their government, for their constituents, and NODES, acronym for a National Offline Data Exchange System. So too deadly, fantastic, and front seat in regarding looking after mob on country in the technical world, in the future world. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong.